North Carolina ranks 39th in the country in the percentage of people who live below the poverty line. It's a pervasive and complicated problem that involves education, historically racist policies, and personal choices. Over the next 4 weeks, WUNC's Naomi Prelo will take a deeper look at the poverty in and around Greensboro. And in the first installment, she explores the issue of generational poverty.
It was in April when Rashida Brown finally decided enough was enough. She was tired of the physical, emotional, and verbal abuse by her boyfriend. So she took her two children, Zayana and Zoan, and left Philadelphia to move to Greensboro. She has an aunt who lives here and was going to help her become stable. And to say it was difficult is an understatement.
Yeah, it was scary. I didn't know if I was coming or going. I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know the bus routes. I didn't know nothing.
Just a few days after moving in with her aunt, Rashida left and moved into the Salvation Army's Center of Hope shelter. It's an emergency shelter that provides women, men, and families with food and a safe place to sleep. Rashida says staying there made her feel like a disappointment, not only to herself, but also to her children.
You know, it was a hurtful feeling because my children was looking up to me and I had to bring them into a shelter, you know, with a bunch of different people. So yeah, it was sad. Like it hurt me to have to bring them into that type of situation.
As a child, Rashida grew up poor and in Section 8 housing to a single mother. But Rashida soon found herself in the same situation. That's called generational poverty. According to a report from the Research Center, MDC, children born into poverty in North Carolina's major cities have less than a 5% chance of making it into the upper middle class. Michelle Gethers-Clark is the CEO of United Way Greensboro. She says it's easier said than done to get out of poverty that's been going on for generations.
It's hard getting out of public housing. It is hard graduating from high school when no one in your house has graduated from high school.
But what makes it so hard? Heather Hund is a researcher with the North Carolina Poverty Research Fund. She says other factors like environment and behavior play a part in what keeps families in poverty for generations.
The schools you go to, the people that you meet, your social networks, the social capital, expectation options, life options that are available to you, what, you know, family and friends' lives and their career courses are like.
Rashida remembers growing up on food stamps and going to public schools that weren't that great. But she says she was thankful her mom kept a roof over her and her sister's head.
She made a do with a do for what she had. Like, you know, it wasn't no other choice but public housing. And she made the best out of it, you know.
Then Rashida became a teen mom while she was still living with her own mother. Michelle Gethers-Clark says having kids at an early age adds a whole new set of problems when trying to get out of poverty.
If you throw into that starting to have children early without your basic education and your own ability to earn a living, you start to then flow into this generational issue.
Rashida is making strides to get out, though. She recently graduated from the Family Success Center. It teaches people everyday skills like money management and how to interview well. Rashida says she's learned a lot these past few months.
I appreciate things a lot more than I did before. And it has its ups and downs. Like some days I feel like, oh, I got this, I'm going to do this. And other days I just need a push. So it's definitely been a roller coaster.
Although she isn't working, she survives off child support income. Rashida hopes to enroll in courses at Guilford Technical Community College. She eventually wants to go to the University of North Carolina at Greensboro and become a psychiatrist. And she wants her daughter to become a doctor. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.